Islamist terrorists have tried to produce rice in the past. This is a very lethal biological weapon, but they've always failed. And increasingly, as we kind of consider the Islamist threat, we focus on their use of vehicles, increasingly their use of knives, the use of suicide bombs. But the development of rice in Cologne by this Tunisian suspect last week is the first time that a biological weapon has been successfully produced on European soil. It seems like there was a reasonably large amount of rice produced for an attack that seems to have been thwarted as a result of a US intelligence-led tip-off. I think this is a significant story that has not really received attention in the media that it probably should have.
Specifically, how do you believe this individual was able to pull this together?
Well, the suggestion is that at the moment is that he bought the seeds to make the rice in online and was just following instructions which ISIS had put online via social media or messaging apps. And so he was almost just following a kind of like how-to guide from ISIS. The suspect as well is also believed to have tried to get to Syria a couple of times last year. So it's potentially the case that he was just trying to join up with ISIS, and their caliphate was denied access, and so tried to launch an attack in the West instead. But it looks like he was just following instructions that ISIS put out there for obviously pretty much anyone to follow.
Now, what does this mean for the terror world, people that are actually in that camp or in the mindset, ideological mindset of the individual that tried to do this?
Well, I think it's important that we make sure, because of the way the terrorist threat has been developing in recent years, of, I suppose, it going increasingly low-tech, vehicles, knives, those kind of attacks, is that we also remember that the people that follow the ideology of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and groups like that are ambitious as well. And they want to kill in large numbers and do so in as spectacular way as possible. I think we've sort of not been as focused on the biological part of that threat in recent years because of the way the nature of the terrorist plots we've faced have kind of diversified. But it's an important lesson, I think, for us all as analysts looking at this, that the biological and chemical potentially threat that these kind of groups pose is also an ongoing one. And if it's now the case that groups, that individuals like this Tunisian suspect can just follow instructions online and successfully produce rice in, I think that should be of great concern for all of us.
Do you think that the Islamic State organization, by virtue of what we know now about this individual, do you think that the Islamic State organization is still out there, still essentially planning and working to do the same things they were doing when they had this so-called caliphate set up, but now are furthered by the ability to sort of do everything in secret and without the pressure of a global army chasing them to make them more successful than this individual was in carrying out sinister plots like this?
Yeah, ISIS is absolutely still out there. They've obviously lost their territory, but that presents, as you allude to, an opportunity for them to kind of shift gears. I think that they are still out there. We know that their group will reconstitute itself in one form or another in the weeks and months to come, probably most likely as an insurgency, potentially still in Iraq and Syria, potentially in Afghanistan, potentially in Libya. We're not exactly sure where yet. But as long as it's got these kind of the ability to put instructions out there for its followers, of which there are still many, to take up the call, take up the baton, to carry out attacks in their name across the world. And as long as it can put the instructions online as to how to do that, they're going to remain a very relevant threat. And I do think that we need to make sure our attention is just as much on ISIS now that they don't have territory than it was when they did. We can sometimes be a bit, I think, as in the West, can be a bit schizophrenic in our approach to the terrorist threat, and it's somehow seen as less of a priority now that ISIS has had its territory removed from it. it's a different kind of threat to the one it was when it had the all that land in Iraq and Syria, but it's still a threat nonetheless.
I heard you say weeks and months. Do you get the sense that we may be hearing from the Islamic State organization or Daesh in a major way in the short term as opposed to long term?
Well, I mean, assessing the kind of tactical priorities of ISIS is tricky, and obviously we don't have great kind of insight into the organization itself at the moment. But I think you would have to say, I mean, look, they have there's no motivation for ISIS to stop fighting. We know we haven't captured all their operatives. We know we've not killed all their operatives. We know that there's a large number of foreign fighters that we expected to go back to certain locations that didn't do so. So ISIS is very much still out there. They are going to be planning some kind of comeback. Where exactly that will be and when isn't exactly clear, but we know they have the manpower. I still believe they have the finances, and we know they still have the electronic platforms to get their messages out. So it's just a matter of time before we hear from ISIS in one form or another again. And I think this thwarted plot in Cologne, which again was at the very least ISIS inspired and ISIS guided, is a reminder of just how relevant they still are.
Robin Simcox, Margaret Thatcher Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, JJ Green, WTOP News.